My father, a Jew, never talked about why he converted to Christianity. Perhaps anti-Semitism scared him. He had also, as one said, Aryanized his name. This new name was the one I grew up with. I didn't know the other name at all. I only learned about it a lot later. My parents didn't tell me I had Jewish roots. I discovered that at school. It was 1935. I was 9 years old in the third grade at elementary school. I was standing at the teacher's desk. He'd gone out and told me to keep an eye on the class. And there on the lectern lay a slip of paper with my name on it and, underneath, a 1/2 and Jew. In other words, half Jew. When the teacher came back in, he said there was one of us here who wasn't like the rest, but that if he played his cards properly, he might become one of us. He didn't mention any names, but it was clear he meant me. I was terrified, of course. I knew no Jews, and suddenly a slip of paper tells me I'm a half-Jew. I went home distraught, but said nothing. I hoped by not talking about it, it might prove to be untrue. When, in 1936, I switched to the Wittelsbach High School, I kept it to myself. But I was scared and wondered all the time if my friends knew or not. What would happen if they found out? At the age of 10, 11, 12, I couldn't put up much resistance. I had to toe the line, give the Hitler salute, write the kind of essays expected. My teachers knew, of course, but most of them didn't seem to mind. There was one exception, a gym teacher. I felt he used to give me a hard time. The others didn't do that, quite the opposite. There was even one grade teacher while I was at high school who invited me to his home and gave me a pep talk. I shouldn't lose heart because all this would come to an end one day. I was flabbergasted that an adult dared to say that to a schoolboy. Then, in the summer vacation 1943, I was 17, the headmaster informed me I had to stop coming to school. A new ruling forbade me to attend any school. I heard later that, at the beginning of the new school year, a mean new grade teacher spoke to the class, saying I had at last gone away. But I never knew how my former classmates reacted. There were two, maybe, whom I occasionally met after that. Otherwise, all contact broke off. And then, sometime after the war, there was a class reunion I was invited to. I was pretty disappointed. I mean, we were all young. All of us had been through a heck of a lot. Some must have experienced terrible things. And what happens? People talked about schoolboy pranks and the like. My only really definite memory is of someone coming up to me and saying, "You know, of course, that I wasn't a Nazi." It would have warmed my heart if someone had said, "Hey, it's great that you're still around."